mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
What's happening is over 40% of the general public has left the mainstream media to the internet. And a lot of the stuff on the net's garbage, but more often than not, it's not. And so, internet news services like this one break the stories about Gannon being a fake reporter, break the stories about Armstrong Williams, break the stories about the 76 million and, you know, fake news that's aired. And so the media is forced to, the old media, to spin it and try to put their propaganda on it. But it's not working anymore. I mean, they're really pulling their hair out. It's not working on 9/11. They're reacting to us now. They'd rather not get on the air and go, the government didn't do 9/11. How dare you say it? Because that just causes more people to look into it. It's a losing proposition for the globalists. We're going to go to your calls here in a few minutes. But, Paul, what's some of the news? I've got a bunch here I want to cover, but what's some of the other news you want to get to after we take some calls?
As I mentioned, the botched assassination attempt in Iraq of the journalist. The high school kid who wrote a story about zombies and was arrested because they thought he had a plot to...
And they admit in the article that it's living dead coming out of the ground. His grandparents turned him in, though. That's
very good, decent behavior. But they genuinely believe that this zombie story was a terrorist threat.
All right, we're going to cover that. What else?
Just the rest of the police state news, whatever the callers want to throw up.
Yeah, there's a lot, folks. It's all coming up right now. Let's go to Terry in Wisconsin. Terry, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Alex?
We're going out globally.
Yeah, I would have called earlier, but I felt I had to have something worth contributing.
What's on your mind?
Okay, I work at a paint factory up here, and we send products sometimes to Canada.
Yes, sir.
And I programmed the thicker, you know, machine that puts out a barcode and everything that it goes on a carton as it goes down the line. And it said made in USA in English, and then in French it said made in EU. And that happened again recently. I bought a part over the weekend for the car. The transmission cooling line, made in America. It said made in USA, and then in Spanish it said MECO and EUA, which I take to mean European Union of the Americas. How about it?
Well, it's the Union of American States. Well, I mean, I got USA Today here telling you what we've been telling you for more than 5 years, really. The Pan-American Union, this main NAFTA corridor, toll roads nationwide, and total legalization of everybody. That was in the National ID Card passed
right.
In December. And this is the real deal, sir. I mean,
exactly.
They're already doing it. Look, Paul,
but
you're...
They already considered. That's the point that, you know, really freaked me out was they already consider us in it.
Well, we're already merging our Social Security, merging our laws, getting rid of the borders. Look, they told the Europeans the EU was an economic deal. Then they just announced, by the way, it doesn't matter if 80% of you are against it. You're under the EU, and you can't vote to get out of it. And by the way, you don't have any rights to free speech. Paul, tell them all about it.
Well, yeah, Tony Blair has come out and said, if Britain votes no to a European constitution on either the constitution itself or the single currency... They will just keep having more referendums until they vote yes.
But that's because England has more history of freedom because of Runnymede and the rest of it, and your parliament. In Europe, in the continent, no one ever had a chance to vote.
Well, no.
And then politicians that say they're against it, lone gunmen walk up and blow their heads off, and then it turns out they're on government payroll.
Well, the government of Spain worked with the EU to produce news propaganda packages to inform the people about the European Constitution, and surprise, surprise, they overwhelmingly voted for it, those who did vote, because there was no one on the other side of the coin telling them the dangers of the European Constitution, which, if you read it, is a complete takeover of the law, foreign policy, agricultural policy, everything. But it's presented to us as just another... free trade development, harmonization, when it's the complete opposite. It's about
all right, good point, Terry.
Oh,
you got something else?
Yeah.
What
I
is
got
it?
A question.
What is it?
That computer's online with a system called SAP, S-A-P. And I take that to be some kind of international thing. Do you know anything about that?
No, I don't, sir.
Okay.
It rings a bell in the dark corridors of my pea brain, but I'll try to figure it out for you.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's really quite simple. A criminal enterprise known as the New World Order has seized control of America and much of the world, and is using those countries' economic systems as engines to take over the planet. They've looted the Pentagon of over $2.4 trillion. That's trillion. $2,400,000,000 in the last 10 years, accelerating under Lord Bush. They are massacring the Bill of Rights and Constitution, putting in giant toll roads everywhere to track and trace us. Whatever you can imagine a criminal group would do if they were in control, they're doing. And using space-age PR firms to spin it and sell it to you. But it's not working. You can have the flashiest PR garbage in the world, the best-sounding voices and faces to deliver it. If people know it's a scam, it doesn't work, and that's happening. The globalists are losing right now. That's why they're so dangerous, and I think they're going to carry out a massive terror attack very soon to get us all back in track, worshiping them properly. We got a chance, though, to expose it, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we're talking to Paul Joseph Watson, webmaster for PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, and we're taking your calls. We're going to get into, we know they've been killing members of the press, but they got caught doing it this time, caught trying to do it this time, and caught trying to kill the wrong person. But the Italians are real mad about that. A whole lot more coming up, but let's get some more of these calls out of the way. Ken in Iowa. Ken, you're on the air. Go ahead.
This is Dr. Ken Tennant. Are you there?
Sir, I think you're on a speakerphone.
Is this better?
Yeah, it's a lot better.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I want to thank you for all the work you're doing, and John Stadtmiller and Desi Anders as well. Say, just to give you an update, I'm the doctor that was arrested by Homeland Security back in November.
No, I remember you were in the Quad City Times.
That's
we had
correct.
You on, and the
right.
Head of Homeland Security in your area said you didn't threaten anyone, but calling too much was an act of terrorism.
Yeah, I was charged with harassment. I went to Polk County Court yesterday.
By the way, Homeland Security came and arrested you. What happened?
Yeah, well, I went to sentencing yesterday. I was put on trial without any due process. There was not even so much as a verifiable complaint issued. And
so this is the new freedom as well. You just went right to sentencing.
Well, basically, they just skip. And I went to sentencing yesterday. I had filed a complaint with various authorities who. I guess the judge in the case recused herself, and then they put me before another judge. It wasn't any better. He went ahead. I told him that I was going to exercise my right to allocution and could not be sentenced without the assistance of counsel. He said, well, he's going to go ahead and do it anyway. I said, is that a judicial determination? He says, yeah. And I told him, I says, well, I'm putting the court on notice that your judicial determination is appealed and this case can't proceed.
Well, didn't you know in America you don't get trials anymore? That's what the Constitution says. You do not get a trial. Just like the Soviet Union, it's freedom.
Well, guess what? This judge, he said, well, I'm going to defer judgment so that you have nothing to appeal, and I'm going to order that you be placed on informal probation for 12 months, and he ordered me to pay administrative fees and also have...
Yeah, you've got to refuse those, and you've got to appeal it and put in a judicial complaint on him.
I told him I was going to add his name to a federal criminal complaint.
So you're going to have a conviction that was never even real.
That's correct. And you know what? The prosecutor at the time of the trial, after the trial, had said that he was going to recommend, if there was a guilty verdict, that he was going to recommend the maximum allowable fine of $500.
Well, for those that don't believe this, it was in the Quad City Times. Just type in doctor arrested by Homeland Security. It'll pop up. It's in my new film, new martial law film that just came out. You know, we spent about 30 seconds on it to show you the news article. And then next we show the Rubik's Cube article, Puffer Belly Toys, less than 2,000 square feet, no criminal record, selling something at all stores, Toy Stores sell, the Magic Cube. The Rubik's Cube went out of patent a few years ago, so the Magic Cube was totally legal. And it was in the Associated Press. They checked. It was totally legal. And on a civil matter, they showed up and threatened her with arrest if she didn't take it off her shelves. And she said, Homeland Security did. And she said, well, do you deal with toys now? And they said, yes, all infrastructure protection. You'll be arrested as a terrorist. No order, no piece of paper, no arrest. Just take them off or you're arrested. And we have in the case the topless bars, bid rigging, pot dealing, the cameras in the school bathrooms, by the schools, all this under the new freedom. And so you're now going to appeal this, I guess. But in the Quad City Times, it said that they had the Homeland Security head saying, you threaten no one, but you complained about not getting your benefits too much, and then someone who'd never even taken your calls, the head of the VA there, he signed the complaint.
And he didn't even show up for trial. There was four VA co-workers who all got together and said, hey, we got to shut this guy up, and basically said...
So no witnesses, no nothing. The judge just says,
nothing.
No jury, no nothing. You're guilty. It's freedom.
That's right.
Hold on just a second. Let's get a comment from Paul Watson. Paul?
Well, I mean, you're lucky to even have a trial. You know what the next step is, and that's what they're doing here in Britain right now, is to legislate... arrest without trial, without evidence, which is what they're passing with this house arrest bill.
And, of course, they've said now the federal courts told the CIA they can't grab citizens and ship them off for torture. So Bush just says, hey, I hereby make the CIA independent even of me. Do whatever you want. But Bush can't say he's God, people.
He's also, this judge has also, William Price, he's also ordered me to undergo a psychological evaluation.
Again, the Soviet Union. I've got an AP report here where troops that complained about rape and murder of detainees, they told them they were mentally ill. See, you don't like the new freedom, you're mentally ill. Now, how does he order you to do that?
Well, under
your probation.
I was under duress. I was under threats of incarceration. It was a coercive. There was a deputy there, an armed deputy, so I was under force of arms to go to this office down the hall But I did write on the paper that I was being forced and I did not agree to this. This was under the threat of being thrown in jail for a lengthy period of time.
So what happened at the little office?
Well, basically, they just gave me some paperwork, sentencing order.
Well, you've got to go ahead and appeal that and put it into another court. Stay in touch as it develops.
Thank you.
Folks, they actually say in the article he did nothing. But it's an act of terrorism, so the Homeland Security came and arrested him. Federal Protective Detail. Let's go ahead now and go to Bill in New Jersey. Bill, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm calling you from Oyster Bay, Long Island. However, the home of Theodore Roosevelt. However, I go to New Jersey a fair amount of the time, and with the tolls and the bridges, there's something called Easy Pass.
Yeah, it's a transponder. We're going to get that here in Austin.
Yeah, and I call it Sleazy Pass.
And I was just in New York. It's $7.50 to go across the bridge.
Absolutely. That's the George Washington Bridge, and another $4 to go over the Throg's Neck, because you have to go over one river, then you have to go over a second one to get to Long Island.
$7.50 smackers.
Right. Now, what do you think about this? When you have 9 toll booths in a plaza, only 3 accepts cash. The other 6.
Hey, Chicago Tribune, which we read in the federal plans they do, it was in the Chicago Tribune 4 months ago, they put them in all over the state and said, if you don't take a transponder, the toll is double. So instead of $4, it's $2 if you take the transponder.
Right.
They said the first day, 2 million people showed up to get their transponders.
Yeah, and the thing is that there was a case where there was a divorce case where a man said a man was then confronted by Easy Pass, that was his wife's lawyer, saying, take a look, you've been going to New Jersey. And it turns out that he was doing business there, but he had to...
Well, they caught the Bay Area. They caught the Bay Area 2 years ago. They put radio readers all over town in San Francisco that read the transponders, and that all goes in a databank already.
Yeah. Now, another thing, and this is another comment, there is now a new strategy to separate the conservatives from the right to own and bear arms. What it is that you have, like, Monica Crowley on ABC screaming her head off, I don't want felons to get their rights to vote.
No. The NRA is arguing against the Second Amendment. They're selling it as zero tolerance. We're just going to fight the criminals. And then now it's maximum enforcement of things that shouldn't even be a crime, like having the gun wrong in your house or your car or whatever, and also stopping Al-Qaeda.
Right, but what I'm trying to say here is 80% of all federal felonies does not involve violence or property, but involves...
Well, they now have the feds prosecuting local gun violations at the state level.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say here is that people who've never been violent and never did a property crime, it involves, you know, saying that you have violated the bureaucracy, not your neighbors. It is not a misdemeanor. It is a felony.
No, I know, yeah.
And so, therefore, you can't get your gun rights back for the rest of your life, and there are those who are selling it as conservative. The idea is...
They're selling open borders as conservative. They're selling Schwarzenegger as conservative. Thanks for the call. I mean, they're putting in Alberto Gonzalez and Chertoff, all these pro-abortion people, and it's being hailed as wonderful. Paul Watson?
Well, yeah, on the first point, taxing mobility again. I mean, just look at what's happened with the red light cameras. They've been caught faking the numbers for people going through red lights, sending them the bills, and people are just so busy. I mean, everybody has this with any kind of service. They just pay the bills and, you know, they don't have time to address it. That's what's going to happen with the GPS transponders. They're going to say you were in this place at this time, you went across this bridge. Even if you didn't, most people are just going to pay the bill and shut up about it. So it's also a giant slush fund on that point, because they've been caught faking the numbers before. They're going to do it again.
Yeah, they've been caught giving... San Diego pulled the red light cameras out because it's illegal. Lockheed Martin was running it. How is a computer and a private company giving you a ticket with no chance to challenge it?
Same thing here in Britain. They're privatizing all the red light cameras, all the speed bumps and everything. to private companies, so they've got more motivation to make money out of it by faking the numbers, which is exactly what's happened.
Well, when you order a pizza, most chains, they run your background check, get 20% of any fines or fees. All part of the new freedom. We'll come back, get into more news and more calls. Stay with us.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a high vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Activities of the global elite Monday through Friday from 11 to 2, back from 9 to midnight Central. Paul, we're going to come back to calls in the next segment, but let's get into killing reporters. I mean, we have a giant section on PrisonPlanet.com, but they have the CNN executive come out and say, I know they're killing reporters. They go, show us the facts. Then they fire him when it's all over the news. They admit they've been killing reporters, been ordered to. We're talking Americans here. It's just been horrible. And then now they tried to kill the wrong person, Paul. Tell us all about it.
Well, for those who don't know, we have an Italian journalist, Giuliana Segrina. She's kidnapped by an Iraqi group. The Italian Secret Service negotiates her release. A Secret Service agent escorts her out of the area. They get in the car, travel for a short distance, and are then shot at by troops. The Secret Service agent dives over the journalist to protect her, takes a bullet in the head, dies instantly. The journalist survives. We have the admission from the government that the shooting took place, but that it was a mistake. And then Segrina comes out and says that the shooting was a deliberate attempt to kill her. So the White House comes back and says that such an assertion is absurd, because, of course, they've never done anything like this in the past. But as you mentioned, what you won't find in the Washington Post or New York Times cover stories is the fact that they admitted before the war even started that this was a policy. Independent journalists would be targeted for assassination. They told the BBC that television signals, satellite uplinks out of Iraq that weren't directly authorized by them would be fired down upon.
And an Abrams tank pulled right up, aimed at the ninth floor of the Baghdad Hotel and targeted Reuters, and then they admitted they did.
Yeah, and we've seen record numbers of journalist deaths. The Reuters cameraman, Mazen Darner.
They drive right up to him on camera, blow his head off.
Yeah, because he was filming mass graves of U.S. troops, according to his brother, just outside Abu Ghraib prison. He's clearly wearing media tags and clothing. Two tanks roll up and fire six shots.
And they didn't even confiscate the video. They just drive right up and shoot him.
Yeah, and the other journalists who were trying to help him were then scared away by the soldiers aiming guns at them. They described it as, it appeared as if they'd just gone crazy. We have another, you know, dozen examples of the same thing on PrisonPlanet.com. So is it really that absurd, as the White House says, to suggest that they deliberately killed her when it's policy that they admitted to and then carried out in this brutal fashion over the next 2 years after they admitted it? And, I mean, just look at the mindset. I mean, we have this Lieutenant General James Mattis give the press conference saying how much fun it is to shoot people. Neocon journalists like New Republic, Tom Frank, calls for killing anti-war journalists with bunker busters. And as it turns out, Segrina had written articles on Abu Ghraib and the use of napalm and other banned weapons in Fallujah. But even more importantly, in my view, is the fact that during the time she was held hostage by the group, there was a threat made that the group would kill her if Italian troops didn't pull out of Iraq. The only problem with that is that the group came back to her and said that they had never made such a threat. So, I mean, what does that tell us?
Well, we have that peace activist married to an Iraqi. They're exposing it. She gets grabbed. They blow her head off. And then it's admitted in the BBC that it was blonde-haired men with Iraqi security forces in suits came and arrested her. Then they kill her and blame it on al-Zawahiri. I mean, it's ridiculous, people.
Yeah, I mean, this tells us that they're putting out fake statements by fake jihad groups to try and, you know, maintain the facade that this resistance is run by brutal terrorists under the direction of Al-Qaeda, Iran, Syria, or, you know, whoever else they want to bomb next. So the cover-up's in full swing. We're supposed to believe that this was a checkpoint in the middle of a busy area and that the car was racing towards it. It was actually a private road just outside the airport, solely controlled by the U.S. command. And then these neocon blogs put out fake pictures of a car showing no bullet damage.
Well, that's right. That's now admitted. These White House-directed sites put out fake info.
Yeah, and it's a completely different car. So they're saying, oh, look at this car. It's got no bullet damage. It sure doesn't look like she went through.
They're the same ones that put out porno photos of women being raped, so on purpose it comes out that it's fake. Then the news media, a week after it's proven to be fake, runs the pictures again just so they can apologize and discredit.
Yeah, that's what the Boston Herald did the last time that happened. So clearly it was a botched assassination attempt, or at least, as others have speculated, a warning to any other independent journalist in Iraq to show complete fealty. Otherwise, they're next. From front to back, that's what it looks like.
Talk about mafia tactics.
And they've got the Salvador option running in Iraq. Death Squad, they've admitted to it now.
They've even hired the former Salvadorian Death Squad commanders.
Yeah, they've got Negro Ponte back, who ran all that in Salvador back in the 80s.
And now he's going to run every security agency in the U.S. Boy, that's great. We'll be right back with your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name is Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size Smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Call 1-888-223-2838. 1-888-223-2838. That's 1-888-223-2838 for Right Size Smoothies.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
They railed against the crime. 911, Rise of the Police State. A new film, Martial Law, 911, Rise of the Police State. Three films in one, 2.5 hours plus long. 2 hours and 35 minutes to be exact. And it is the latest police state info, the secret arrests, the secret police, the fake left-right paradigm. That's the first 30 minutes, and an hour on 9/11, and an hour on Bohemian Grove and the Skull and Bones, Nazi connection with the Bushes and Schwarzenegger going back to Hitler. And then we round out the film, getting into the whole cashless society control grid and what the world ruler's final plan is. It is a barn burner, $25.95. And you can order a hard copy of it right now. It's being printed up and labeled and boxed up and being prepared to be shipped out to you right now. You can go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and order it right now. A bunch of other great films and books as well. Be sure and peruse that. Why not just get one thing with your order? Get a couple copies of it. Give one as a gift. Make copies of it for nonprofit educational purposes. Toll-free number to order Martial Law 911 Rise of the Police State is 1-888-253-3139. Operators are there right now. 888-253-3139. Or you can order via the safe, secure online shopping cart at PrisonPlanet.com. PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or you can write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or, Paul, tell folks how they can come to PrisonPlanet.tv and watch it.
Well, yeah, just go to the top of the page where it says subscribe to PrisonPlanet.tv, click on that, and you can pay via either credit card or PayPal. It takes a minute or two to sign up, then you get a password, a username, you can access all the films for $5.95 a month or 15 cents a day if you get the yearly subscription, which amounts to 3 months free. So that's how they do that, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Absolutely. 15 cents a day if you get a yearly subscription, 19 cents a day if you get a monthly subscription. Folks, a cup of coffee at a gas station is a dollar. At Starbucks, it's $1.50. So for the price of a cup of coffee a day, you get it for a whole week, and you make what we do possible. PrisonPlanet.tv. All my films, Paul's book, my book, a bunch of other books and videos, my weekly TV report. This week I play the old 1936 government-funded Reefer Madness, where you smoke marijuana and you go out and mass murder people to show you the propaganda. And I kind of voice over it live on TV last Tuesday night. And so you got that. Now that's going up tomorrow. That's the kind of stuff that's on the site, PrisonPlanet.tv. Paul, I want to get into, and your phone sounds a little muffled, so you might get closer or further away, I'm not sure. I want to get into your take on the Popular Mechanics hit piece on myself and, of course, Prison Planet. And then I wanted to get into some of the other news items after we take some calls. But let's go ahead and spend a little bit more time on Popular Mechanics. This is a desperation hit piece.
Well, obviously, we have Michael Chertoff, new Secretary of Homeland Security, an organization whose creation and justification was born out of the official explanation behind 9/11. So it makes sense that his cousin would be out there peddling it in the face of it being destroyed by everybody on the internet. As I said before, it's in the same league as Gannon and Armstrong. It's paid government propaganda. And the one thing that sticks out like a sore thumb from reading the transcripts is the very questions that weren't raised in the hit piece and the ones in which you pleaded with them to cover. Whenever they're raised, Ben Chertoff, this editor, doesn't have an answer for them, or he simply makes one up that covers his tracks.
Let me add something. I noticed that their advertisers are the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, OnStar, Delta Airlines. So to talk about being paid for, I mean, it's pretty obvious.
Well, yeah, we had an article up talking about the past stories which they had shilled for the government on. But with this current one, take the Silverstein pull it quote, for example. Chertoff says that when Silverstein said pull it, he meant evacuate the building. Well, we've already proven, as is shown in the PBS documentary, that pull is the industry term for demolition.
Yeah, he says everybody been evacuated the building, and we couldn't save it, he thought, so we wanted to save lives, so we gave the order to pull it and watched it come down. Then we have on the same video, they say pull it means demolish. They've run 1.5 million in ads in New York saying he did it. He won't even respond.
Yeah, Silverstein says after such a terrible loss of life, the decision was made to pull it, meaning after the Twin Towers had collapsed. And Giuliani's team evacuated Building 7 just before the Twin Towers
collapsed. And told Peter Jennings they did it because it was going to be brought down.
Yeah, so there's a major timescale error in what Chertoff is trying to say. The building was evacuated hours before it collapsed. Silverstein says we had made the decision to pull and then watched it collapse. The two actions are in the same time frame. And, of course, the AP photographers and the firemen on the ground who went public to say they were told to get away from the building because it was about to be demolished. And just the very evidence that it was a demolition, the fact that it was further away from other buildings which survived.
It got the classic crimp where they blow out the central columns first so it falls in on itself, the neat little pile.
Yeah, and then looking at this building in Madrid, which burned straight for 2 days on multiple floors, didn't collapse.
100-foot white flames.
Yeah, absolutely searing. And then you look at pictures of World Trade Center 7, an hour or so before it collapsed. Three at maximum, what you would call office fires. They could have put them out with, you know, one line. As the firemen were saying in the Twin Towers, the same situation. You know, we fires are dying down.
It already cooled down to the point in the North Tower that the firemen are going, two small fires left. The people are standing in the holes, where it was supposedly the hottest. But it wouldn't melt flesh, but it'd melt four-foot steel columns.
Yeah, so again, that's how they're trying to counter the I mean, if Silverstein meant evacuate when he said pull it, why hasn't he issued a statement in the light of all this attention?
I've called his office myself a dozen times.
Yeah. So
before I went on air, I called him. I said, do you have a comment? I waited a week and went public.
And then the timescale problem with what Chertoff is trying to say. So, I mean, if that's the only comeback they have for the key issues, then obviously they're not doing a very good job. And the fact is that we've been on 9/11 for over 3 years. We'll continue to be on top of it for years to come. And, you know, Popular Mechanics will have to move on. They've got another issue next month. They can't keep talking about this on major radio television forever. They'll have to draw a line under it. And as I said last week, they're already preaching to the choir. The kind of people who read that magazine are not the kind of people who would further research these kind of issues personally anyway. So they're already preaching to their own choir. They're not fooling any new people to any kind of significant
degree.
Well,
I think by them doing this reactionary move, it's going to make more people get interested.
Well, exactly, because, I mean, if they're throwing out names of the people they're attacking, then anyone with any semblance of a balanced mind is going to, you know, type your name into Google, type anyone's name, Eric Hushmit, you know, Jim Mars, and going to see what they're saying and get the opposite side of the equation. And when they compare the two accounts of what we said happened, what they said happened, with the evidence, which obviously is heavily favored to the truth, which
well,
is...
Well, I mean, here's an example, then, on the shop about it. They say that only one plane in the 10 years before 9/11 was F-16 intercepted. Then we go to the very NORAD spokesman they use for that, and he says 68 times in the year before 9/11. Everybody's heard the stories before 9/11 where the plane gets off course and F-16s fly up next to it. I mean, everybody knows that without even checking it out, but go check it out. And then I call their office and I've sent a letter. You should send it too and go, are you going to retract this? Are you going to fix this in your next issue? Paul, do a test. Go to their blog they've now got on popularmechanics.com. Write a response on their blog. See if they post it. Because they know, they say write your comments, and I know people who've done it, and they say that the comments don't go up.
Right, if you put a link to that on our, well, if I put it on my website, so I know it's already been on other websites out there which are even bigger than ours, then you're going to get hundreds of people writing comments. So, yeah, obviously they're censoring those comments.
Well, it's a desperation move, and it's not going to work. But, I mean, it's just incredible. The oldest firefighting group in the country, Firefighter Engineering, said it's a cover-up in the... Steele couldn't have done that. The underwriters, Mr. Ryan went public right before he got fired and said it was a fraud. We've had the heads of major engineering universities say it's a fraud. We've had the chief engineer of the tower say it's a fraud. Of course, they all died shortly after.
Yeah, and firefighters say no bombs going off. I mean, you talk to people in martial law who were there on the day all saying bombs were going off. It's cast iron. That they had, the planes were the diversion, that's the point to underline. Those buildings were set to be demolished long before 9/11. The planes were just the diversion that gave them the justification to do it. And we know certainly financial, at least, who benefited from that. Marvin Bush, the last day of security on the World Trade Center, Larry Silverstein with the $500 million payout, trying to get double to claim it was a double attack. So... There's Cui Bono, there's who benefited, and there's the evidence for how they did it.
Well, he did get the $7 million, by the way. He failed at first, he did get it as two events. On a first $100 million, a total investment of $200 million, and he made $6.8 billion. That's quite a profit.
And then he takes out insurance on the Sears Towers. Not very wise to be... hanging around.
Well, when you go to that report, all the sponsors for it online are Delta Airlines. Man, you talk about obvious.
It is a desperate lunge, and from what I've seen, it hasn't worked. It's only got people more invigorated to counter that sort of thing. So if there's a big backlash against it, then people on the outside are going to see both sides of it, and they're going to look into it for themselves and see the truth.
Well, the whole thing's a straw man, and... they wouldn't discuss public officials warned not to fly. That was cast iron. They wouldn't discuss insider trading by Buzzy Krongard, who now tells the Times of London, leave bin Laden alone, we don't want to capture him, and they admit they made a deal not to. I mean, this is admitted now, folks. They don't want to discuss that, the drills on 9/11. They say that Payne Stewart F-16s were launched took an hour and 22 minutes. They didn't find out the plane was off course for an hour and 22 minutes after takeoff. USA Today reported 18 minutes after they found out it was surrounded. USA Today, I mean, it's shoddy.
Well,
but they use the word fact, 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 fact. You know, it's like Rumsfeld. It's a fact. I never said there were weapons of mass destruction. Remember on Face the Nation? It's an urban legend, Paul.
Yeah, they're trying to dress it up as fact now. That's how they've changed their tactics. I remember an ABC News article in, I think it was November, December of 01, where they said, you know, conspiracy theorists think an alternative explanation is behind 9/11. Aliens did it. So then they were just laughing at it. Now they're trying to dress it up in this veneer of, oh, we got our top serious researchers onto this and managed to disprove it all. So they're having to shift bases, shift tactics, where we've
and they call up to the government. They call the government, the NORAD people, and of course they refute us. It's like, Mr. Capone, is it true you did this? Of course not. Well, see, Mr. Capone says he didn't do it.
Well, I mean, they're the from the Straussian school of philosophy, the noble lie, which means that they can tell a lie about an event because it's for the greater good.
Remember what Karl Rove told the New York Times? We're an empire now. We control reality. It's not lying because we change reality day to day.
Exactly. They've defined their own version of reality, so lying, in effect, doesn't exist.
Well, remember the six-month debate? There are weapons of mass destruction. There are weapons of mass destruction. Now, we never said it, and now neocons went through, it doesn't matter if there weren't any, to now, we never said it, it's a lie. It's a made-up lie. The liberals are lying. No, the Hillarys and the Schumers and the Liebermans of the world are all voting for the war.
Well, and Hillary's come out and said that Syria need to be punished as well. As the Syrian Prime Minister comes out and says, I am not Saddam Hussein, because he thinks that most Americans can't differentiate between the latest evil despot that needs to be taken out. And I mean, it's amazing that they seem to go after the countries that display more fealty towards them, like Syria. Whereas North Korea's out.
Yeah, Syria does whatever they're told, lets inspectors in, pulls their troops out, does just follows every order, and then they go, we're going to get you, we're going to get you. But then North Korea, ha-ha, I kill you, American! And Pakistan, we will kill American troops. Oh, yes, sir, Pakistan, we'll do whatever you say. But then countries that grovel are just, we're going to slaughter you.
And that's the same thing happening.
It's because they don't have WMDs.
Exactly. So, I mean, we're not saying that they're the bastion of freedom or anything, but certainly...
Well, actually, they're the countries... Syria has hundreds of Christian churches. Europeans vacation there. Iraq was the same way.
Well, you can compare it to North Korea, where they've got this network of gulags, you know, 200,000
people. They openly sell people's flesh at the side shops.
Yeah, so there's no invasion of North Korea. Mainly because they want to get that
China's
control.
Now saying they may openly invade Taiwan.
Yeah,
and Bush has said, yeah, Taiwan's not invited to my coronation.
And 6 months ago they took all the caps off transporting high-grade military technology back to China again.
Something Bill Clinton got in trouble for. Let's take calls here. Again, folks, we're not liberal or conservative. We love freedom. It's a joke. Bush is getting rid of your borders, going to put toll roads in every state. I mean, it's just insane. Who's up next here? I guess Jim in Texas. No, is Jim next? And then Harry? Or go ahead, Jim. You're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Long time since I've talked to you.
Well, good to talk to you. What's on your mind?
I sent you a copy of a book.
Okay.
Maybe the people have the answers.
Yeah,
Pat Shannon.
Yeah, Pat Shannon, sure.
Have you had a chance to read any of it?
No, I haven't. I've been making a film.
Oh, you have been?
I haven't.
Well, it's like rolling a hand grenade under the president, I understand. I've read the book, and it's sure so damn honest and straightforward. It's unbelievable.
Well, I'll read it, and I do want to get Pat on the show. But I don't want anybody to hurt the president. He's just a puppet, and that would help the globalist.
No. Naturally not.
No, I know it's an analogy, but...
You know. Well, no, it's not even that. It's a lot about economics in 1932, and I think you'll like it.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll get Pat on, okay?
Okay.
I was going to have him on, and he said, well, you got to read my book first, so I may never be able to have him on because I'm still working only 14 hours a day.
Well,
I've allowed myself a delicious 8-hour sleep last night. And
well, do read the book.
All right, my friend. Good to hear from you. Call back. Let's talk to Harry in New Jersey. Go ahead. You're on the air, Harry.
Hi, Alex. Listen, I want to mention two books that I've been reading. One is Rule by Secrecy by Jim Marsh.
Yeah.
And that
mm-hmm.
talks about the CFR, bilateral, the Bilderbergers, all them.
Who are openly on TV calling for world government, but it doesn't exist.
Right. I know what you mean. And the other book I got is Confession of an Economic Hitman by John Perkins.
Yeah, we've got him on.
Oh, good. But, I mean, this is real interesting stuff, how they control everything, and, you know, it's unbelievable. And, you know, another thing I'd like to mention, you know, our military must be the dumbest military in the world, because I'll tell you what, when a global hawk hits the Pentagon, and nobody in the whole damn Pentagon can figure out where the hell the damn terrorists are, it's really a sad day in this country, if you ask me.
Well, I appreciate your comments. We'll be right back with two final calls, Chris and Stan. Transmission continues.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into...
All right, we're about to close out the transmission here, but we're going to talk to Chris and Stan and a few others before we end. But, Paul, they're talking about Bono, who rhymes with guano, this nice little pretty face on helping the third world, yeah, forcing the AIDS injections on them and taking all their freedoms. Oh, is the World Bank head? It's going to be him or Wolfowitz. Boy, I mean, pick your poison, Paul.
Well, yeah, I mean, Bono, the champion of the downtrodden poor masses, this is the same guy who had a special hat flown on a private jet from London to Los Angeles, so he's definitely a champion of the needy. Yeah, they're going to put him in. He's the darling of the left. Well, they're talking about putting him in.
Yeah, a nice face on it for all their criminal activities. Buffett deepens dollar worries. Buffett, who's an American who's trying to get Arnold into the White House, charging around for Lord Rothschild, who they all hang out with, bad-mouthing the dollar, saying it's going to completely plunge. Paul, that's very patriotic.
Well, yeah, but he's all apologetic about it, you see. He didn't really mean to make it plunge even more. It was just a private speculation.
Yeah, he made $3 billion, but it's all right.
Yeah.
It's all part of the freedom. let's talk to Chris in Kentucky. You're on the air. Go ahead, Chris.
Alex, thank you. I was watching the Peter Jennings last night about the CIA and torture. They make it sound so good. Just this conditioning. It's just so...
Well, Joseph Mengele was good. I mean, this is freedom,
yeah,
sir.
It certainly is freedom. It really is. And, oh, by the way, Thursday, Lord Bush is going to be here in Louisville, Kentucky. And when I listened to a local talk show this morning, what is all this controlled atmosphere? Control? That must be all the black and the ski mask, and you can't go near Bush, you can't do this, can't do that, probably. No.
Can't protest for security. Well, it's freedom, sir.
It certainly is, and they'll probably have their gates up there away from the protesters because they're terrorists. You know, that's just part of the new freedom. And if anybody gets too close or does anything wrong, well, I guess the CIA will have to torch them somewhere. That's just so good for America.
Well, it is, and we've got to keep the border wide open, though, and build the new Pan-American Highway that USA Today finally told people about today.
Yep, and that's really good.
Every major road in Texas and every other state, but starting with Texas and five other states, will be toll roads in the next 2 to 4 years, and that's freedom too, sir. That's conservative.
That's absolutely conservative. And then you go to the retail stores, the RFID microchips, and tracking wherever you go. That's just the new freedom.
Doesn't exist, though. At the very same time they're putting it in, we're kooks because we say it exists.
That's right.
Got to learn how this works. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Stan in Illinois, you're on the air. Last caller, welcome.
Hi, Alex. It's Stacy, actually.
I apologize. Go
okay.
ahead.
I'm getting to this kind of late, and I know this might merit some more time tomorrow, possibly.
And your phone sounds like an electric razor, but we love your call.
I'm so sorry. I'll switch phones next time. Let's talk very quickly. There have been 4 deaths since the breaking of Gannon Gate on January 26th that are all related to Jeff Gannon. You have Hunter S. Thompson, who has apparently been suicided. You have the 2 Lefkow murders for Judge Lefkow in Chicago. And then you have also Bush's media advisor, R. Gregory Stevens, who died very mysteriously over a week ago at Carrie Fisher's house in Hollywood. And this was not even reported until a week later
Send it to Paul. Go to Prison Planet. It says email webmaster.
Uh-huh.
Send it to Paul. It is very suspicious, and Thompson was working on this article. We talked to a Globe and Mail reporter. He was working on the sex rings.
And all of those people that have died have some connection to Gannon, Jeff Gannon, gosh, whatever his name is.
All right, anything else?
Nope, that's it.
All right, thanks a million. I appreciate your call. Paul, you got 20 seconds, closing comments.
Well, yeah, now the Gannon thing is being linked with this Johnny Gosch, who was part of the same sex slavery ring back in the early 80s. So it's all very enlightening as to what these people are into.
Well, they call it Christian conservatism, but I don't. As a Christian, I find it very offensive. But, you know, I guess that's the freedom, Paul. The new freedom. Their freedom to enslave us and feed on us. Thanks for coming on, my friend.
Thanks, Alex.
Don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv, the new film, Martial Law's out. Get it today. God bless you.